Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Pneumatica. I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode is entitled The Abolition of Man. The title of this show is taken from a book by C.S. Lewis, and I think that this book would be well worth your reading. It is filled with an incredible viewpoint with regard to the human condition. But I am using his title, The Abolition of Man, and I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 4 because I want to bring our reflection, the focus of our reflection this morning on a passage from Luke's Gospel. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 15 of Luke chapter 4, which reads, "And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.'" It is amazing that here at the beginning of his ministry, the focus of this ministry is salvation or rescue. We see in this passage the extraordinary depth of the messianic consciousness of the Yesu. And we note that this had been his tradition, according to verse 15, to teach in the synagogues. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. The pronoun he is in the emphatic position in the Greek text, and the word taught is in the perfect, which tells us that this was indeed his tradition. This was his way of being and ministry among his people. And notice in verse 15, being glorified of all. Later on in Luke's gospel, we'll see that after a particular message was given, this particular message was given at verse 20 when he closed the book and gave it unto the minister and sat down. And we read, "And all the eyes of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him." And after his discourse, they wanted to get rid of him. But I don't want to focus on that this morning. I want to focus on verse 18, which is a very compelling verse, because herein is contained in a synopsis. We're given a synopsis of the ministry, the public ministry, and the redemptive ministry of the Christ. So, and notice verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed," from the word creo, "anointed me to preach the evangelion to the poor." And here, the poor are the oppressed, disillusioned, The picture is also that of one who crouches in fear, one who is begging. And to me, this is a picture of our time, in a day when spiritual awareness is waning. Even though there's much talk of spirituality, spiritual content is gone. And so today we see that there is much form, but without significant content. And there is the great swelling of words and research into spirituality. But what type of spirituality? What are the real sources? What is the purpose? What's the result? And people are floundering, as it were. The souls of individuals are thin and lean because they have not been fed the true spirituality of the Word of God. And so they are indeed oppressed and disillusioned, and the begging ones, cowering in fear on the inside. He goes on, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, he hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted. And so here is the medical, here is the psycho-spiritual aspect of his ministry. The brokenhearted here is given in the perfect tense in the Greek. It is very profound. This word means to shatter, to smash, or to crush. It means to break completely, to shatter. It also means to crush completely. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted. There is no definition in the psychological literature of the day for the brokenhearted one. We use different terminology, but here in the spiritual realm, we have the brokenhearted one. And over the course of my ministry, which has been focused on those who were the victims of childhood sexual abuse, victims of rape, victims of incest, I've seen the reality of this. And I've also witnessed the reality of what the Word of God can do in a heart that was so broken, in a personality that was so fragmented, in persons who were lost, in the lives and souls of persons who were willing to take and wanting to take responsibility for what had happened to them when they were children, who may believe today that they were somehow not good enough, and so therefore they should have been abused. But I want to say that the essence has come to heal the shattered at heart. We live in a time in which the healer, that is the therapist's own life, may be hiding much brokenness of sorrow and grief. So therefore, while this may not be communicated by the therapist to the patient or the client, it is still there. It is still a vital part of the interaction that goes on. But with the Jesus, there is none of this. He knows the presenting problem. He knows the presenting issue. And what he has put together, because he is God Almighty, the salvation that he brings is not based on an algorithm that has been put together by man. It is based on the grace of God and the love of God, the acceptance of God. The psalmist said that when my mother and father have forsaken me, the Lord will gather me up, that is, the fragments of my life and of my heart. See, this is the promise of God. This is God Almighty. And notice he goes on, to preach deliverance to the captives, And this is a very powerful word picture. Once again, the captives, the word captives is from the picture of a spear. And it means, so they therefore refers to one taken in war at the point of a spear. And I think about addiction. This is why I did my definition of addiction. To be taken captive, to be taken at the point of a spear, and all the addictions, sexual addictions, gambling addictions, addiction to lying, dishonesty, people who are caught up in bitterness, anger, resentment. They are taken captive at the point of a spear. And so the reality of the human condition is laid out here in the Word of God. There is no abolition of man here. Here is God dealing with what hurts, what traumatizes, what wounds definitely, what creates sorrow and bitterness in the heart. And the covering of sight to the blind and to set at liberty or to give forgiveness to those that are bruised. Love it. This is God's word, God's promise, and there is hope given in these words. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. I will speak with you next time on the Matter Conference. Have a wonderful day.